Cracking the Feathers. Written by Ian Winterton. Proudly brought to you by Bamalan Productions, bringing new talent to your ears.
Come on, Wendy, come on now, love. They're ready for you.
God, I'm scared.
I don't remember any of this.
Alan, please, please, don't let them...
Oh, come on, my sweet, come on. You said it yourself, it's for the best.
It's for the best. So, there I am, on a hospital bed, electrode on my chest for my heart, two on my head to monitor my brain.
Oh, I feel funny.
Doctor?
That's the anaesthetic, Mrs. Townsend. We talked about that, remember? Just start counting back from 100.
Alan, oh, tell her, David, that I love him.
I never did get to the counting.
She's under. Okay, nurse, her mouth.
A plastic bit presses my tongue down to stop me biting it.
Apply paddles.
One paddle on each side of my skull. ECT. E for electrode.
And charge.
450 volts into my brain. C for convulsive. T is for therapy. ECT. It made me better. But they blew a hole in my memory. Robbed me of the years before my treatment and years after. It was like stepping out of a fog. The world was still there, but different. And my sweet little boy, my David, he'd gone.
How many times, Mum? I'm not playing games. I'm coding. God's sake.
They blew a hole in my memory to stop me doing myself in. And it worked. But they took 10 years. And the person who stepped out of that fog, I don't think Alan recognised her. He tried not to get cross with me. Put his brave face on. I didn't let on that I could see how sad he was anyway. And then he skipped breakfast again, left early to beat the traffic. An hour later, the phone rang. Clear blue sky over the hills today. Sun glittering in the canal. I've not walked this way into the village for years. And never alone. But I think even I can manage to follow a towpath. Oh, look at this old idiot. Speed on him.
You're going too fast!
Pardon?
Slow down! There's swans nesting along this stretch. You'll drown the babies!
Lovely day for it!
Hey!
All this sunshine!
Sunshine isn't everything!
Deaf old git. Thinks he's got himself a speedboat going like the clappers. Look at that wake. Oh, them poor babies.
Signets, Mum.
I know. Clever clocks.
David. He visits me. In my head. Bit like a ghost. Only my David isn't dead. He's in California.
Sunshine isn't everything.
Well, it isn't. 2 hours later, I reach the bridge. 2 hours. It's never taken that long before. I put on weight these last years. The steps up from the towpath aren't as easy as they were either. As I reach the road,
I hear someone coming up the steps behind me. I turn and I don't know why, but I expect it to be a child. But it's not. He's a young lad. Youngish, any road. Scruffy, unshaven, even though judging by his shirt and shoes, he's dressed himself up to go out. Can of lager in his hand. Typical lout. Always were too many in this village. Seeing me, he seems surprised. Surprised, but not exactly over the moon. A look I've come to recognise over the years. He knows me.
Mrs. Townsend?
But if I ever knew him, the memory's gone.
It's Simon.
Simon?
Simon Pickering. No, it's all right. I didn't expect you to remember me. Long time ago. And I know about hospital and that.
I suppose half the village does.
What are you doing down here?
Free country.
I meant, it's a mission from yours. Going co-op?
Have to. Shop up by me closed.
Oh.
Blummin' heck. He can't hide the relief that floods his face. An excuse to get away.
Hi, mate. I am. I'm just getting to a bus stop now. Yeah. One outside co-op. You what, mate? Running late? Well, first off, it's not even 3 o'clock. And second, I'll tell you why. Work. Poxy work. Milking took hours. It was my turn to sweep the yard and... good to see you out and about, Mrs. T. And then, right, I lost me house keys. Found them, yeah. In with calves, covered in shite.
Who was he anyway?
Mum, how many times? I'm not real. I only know what you know, mostly.
As I get down to the high street, I see the Simon boy head into the co-op. So much has changed down here. Newsagents, butcher, fishmonger, florist, all gone. But the bench outside the shop by the bus stop, that's still there. The same. Green paint coming off in flakes. I remember sitting on it with David, just a toddler then. Come on now. Come on, you little wriggler. Let me put your shoe back on. How can a day 30 years ago seem so close while others, they're gone forever? As I walk into the shop, Simon's pulling a 4-pack of lager from the fridge. He's on his way to the counter, but seeing me, he makes out he's suddenly forgotten something important, wanders off down an aisle.
How do?
Automatic doors. Didn't have them last time I was down.
Oh, they came with the expansion. Automatic doors, self-service checkouts. It's like we're in the future now.
You don't have to tell me. That high street, can hardly recognise it. And up by me, shop's shut. So here I am, begrudgingly, in the future.
What can I get you?
Number 4 scratch card, please.
£2, please.
Buggeration! I mean, bagged up coins! Oh, I left them on the side!
Will we take cards?
Oh, yeah, I know, but I'm blowed if I'm buying a magazine and a Swiss roll or whatever just to make it up to £5. Wendy! Stupid bloody cow! Well,
there's no minimum payment and you're contactless, so...
I'm what?
Your card. Look, I'll give it here. There you are.
I've paid her.
You have. Welcome to the 21st century. Do you want a receipt?
No, thank you.
Bloody hell. All right, mate. Oh, yeah. Just those, then.
Yeah, cheers.
Weren't that Wendy Townsend?
Aye.
Still not all there. Was she ever?
She was once, mate. She was once.
There's a buzzing in my head. happens sometimes. Feel overwhelmed. The shop, familiar place, but changed so much. And it was all too quick, too impersonal. But beep, thank you for your money now. Bugger off.
You're old, Mum.
Oh, thank you very much.
And tired. Have a rest. You need a rest, Mum. Sit down on the bench. Our bench.
Okay. Simon steps out of the shop behind me. I don't have to see him to know he pulls a face when he clocks I'm at the bench. The awkwardness comes off him in waves. He doesn't sit down but stands on the curb, looking down the street, willing the bus to turn up early. But he knows as well as I do that nothing arrives early in this village. That can had better go in the bin.
Gives a chance to finish it first.
Litter round here. Hedgerows are full of it. Lager cans and energy drinks. You kids.
I'm 33. Same age as David.
That's how you know me then? Went to school with my David?
Yep.
Just the village primary though.
That obvious, is it? How do you know I didn't go to the grammar?
Well, did you?
I muck out cows for a living.
That explains why I don't know you, though. Those years, David's primary school years, I don't remember them.
No?
Not a sliver of a single second.
I was sorry to hear about Mr. Townsend.
Thank you.
David come over for the funeral?
Of course.
Give him a Google a few times. He's done well for himself. Silicon Valley.
Quantum computing, whatever that is.
Hello? Yes? Speaking.
David came over for the funeral and flew straight back. I haven't seen him since.
3 years. Why, eh? I'm your mum.
Don't ask me. I'm in your subconscious. And for some reason, I'm digging bogies out my nose.
You were obsessed with bogies when you were little. Oh, no, Wrigley, stop.
Everybody's doing it. Picking their nose and chewing it. You could call me, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Well, that's what I presumed. Yeah. Well, obviously, I'm disappointed, but... Yeah, I see. Okay. Yep, thanks anyway. Bye. Pissing hell.
Ahem.
Yeah, I know. Bin.
Another? It's the middle of the afternoon. Put you in an early grave.
Fine by me.
Oh, look out, Mum. Here comes Mr. Speedboat.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, this is the bus stop, isn't it?
You're going Burnley?
Yes. Gave up on getting there by boat. I've moored at the pub.
It's only 3 miles.
Which is a fair distance by canal. Despite your comments re my rate of knots, I've found it very slow going. All those bends.
Man, I love narrowboats. Not been on one in time. Who'd you hire it off? Don't tell me Peterson's. If it's Peterson's, check your chemical loo's been emptied.
Oh no, it's not hired. I bought it. Actually, now I come to think of it, how does one go about emptying the toilet?
New to boats, are you?
First day at the tiller, as a matter of fact. But I believe if you just throw yourself into something, then it will come. Don't you agree?
Not really, no.
I'm Oliver, by the way.
Wendy.
Lovely to meet you.
He takes my hand and gives it not so much a shake, but a gentle squeeze.
Wendy, lovely.
Them boats cost thousands. Are you loaded, Oliver?
Sadly not. Merely retired. It was the boat or a sports car?
Your taste for speed. I reckon a sports car would suit you better.
Really?
I don't know, do I? Looking at you. Old fleece, walking boots, day glow bum bag. Probably not, no. He grins, like he's pleased. Pleased I haven't pegged him as a flash Harry with a fast car.
He's got kind eyes, hasn't he?
Give over you.
Good walk down then, Wendy.
Suppose. Been a while. I just wanted to see how I got on.
And to get a scratch card.
In your hand.
Oh, yes. Well, it's not something I do very often. I'll do it when I get home over a cup of tea.
But if it's a winner, you'll have to walk all the way back here.
And walking here is scary. Do it now, Mum. Submit yourself to chance. Because when you do, every possible outcome creates a new reality. A new universe. They call it the many worlds hypothesis.
I think I preferred it when you were eating your own bogies.
Flip a coin. It's heads here, tails somewhere else. You scratch off the foil on that scratch card somewhere out there. You win £100,000.
Or a fiver. Or nothing. Go on then. I take a seat on the bench. Simon and this Oliver man peering in on either side.
Let's have a look.
Oh, give us some room. I'm playing a scratch card, not taking a blooming penalty at Wembley.
Out.
Nout.
C'est la vie.
Simon's expression softens. There's a kind lad underneath. But there's a sorrow too. And more. Hurts. Confusion. Like a dog that doesn't know why it's being hit.
So, Wendy, that was your house I saw you coming out of.
What? Yeah, of course it was.
Lovely place. Date over the portico, 1777. Must have been built as part of the canal work.
Lockkeeper's Cottage.
That's its name. There was a plaque out front when we bought the place. My husband...
Dad said it was horrible and tacky.
My Alan, he took it down.
Is it you or your husband who's the gardener?
Me. No matter what else is going on, I always enjoy a good potter in the garden. Not Alan's thing. He passed away 3 years back.
I'm sorry to hear that. But your garden, beautiful. All that pottering paid off. Are you walking back home?
That was the plan.
I couldn't tempt you to accompany me to town. Give me a local's eye view of Burnley. Of course, if you've got plans, then maybe another day. Do you have plans, though? For today, I mean.
No.
Well, come on then. Beautiful day. Walk around Burnley.
That sounds lovely, but...
And I'll buy you a drink to say thanks.
Oh, mate. No one to give up.
Pardon?
She don't want to go to bloody Burnley with you.
I see. Okay. Apologies, Wendy, if I've caused any offence.
You haven't. I'm not just saying that either. I'd like to, but... Get on a bus. I couldn't. I'm too scared. Like you say, maybe another day.
I'll hold you to that. Where is it anyway, this bus?
Supposed to come at 3. It's late, which is just perfect.
Got an urgent appointment, have you?
Yeah. Pub crawl. Payday. Early finish. Tradition, innit?
Payday. That poor town centre. 100 hairy-ass farm workers on the bevy. Horrible. It's like the Wild West. They drink too much, this lot.
You don't have to tell me. I was a GP for the best part of 40 years.
Ah. Afternoon booze. Nowt better.
You should find something better to do. It's a privilege growing up round here.
Is that right?
All these opportunities and your generation, I don't know.
Are you serious? I'm not thick. That's not my problem. Quantum computing? You don't know what it is. I do. Pretty much.
Well, quantum is the science of the very small.
Not just the very small, mate. The building blocks of the universe. Subatomic particles, how they behave. Like Schrodinger's cat, alive and dead at the same time. Quantum level, nothing's fixed. The universe itself isn't fixed.
You'd have got on with my David.
Yeah?
What I don't understand is how that relates to computers.
Regular computers store information as either a 0 or a 1. Quantum computers have qubits, subatomic information that can be loads of things all at the same time.
That just sounds daft.
Long story short, they're way faster than silicon chips. 10 years now, computer power will be crazy.
He's right. You won't believe the world that's just around the corner.
I don't know about any of that, Simon. All I meant was, look at that view. Glorious. Pendle, the Burnley Way, Calder Valley. People come here from all over. When did you last go walking up on the hills?
I do enough walking putting coves out. But I used to go up there all the time.
Me too. Not anymore. Not for 23 years.
How so?
I'd get lost.
Lost?
I got my brain zapped. ECT.
Ah. I had a patient who went through the process, but a lot more recently than you did. These days, it's only prescribed under very specific circumstances, and it really is hugely beneficial. On the whole...
On the whole, yeah. Paddles on my head, plastic bit in my mouth.
That's not quite how they do it these days. It's less...
Brutal?
Quite. Now, Simon, if you're a dab hand with computers, maybe you could come and show me how to get my tablet connected to the internet. I'm all for embracing my new life, but I'd still like to be able to keep in touch with folk.
You're living on the boat?
Yep.
Sweet. Always fancied that. Freedom.
Freedom. Exactly.
Freedom!
Been with that.
All right. Chill.
You're not really living on the boat.
I am. Sold up my house, gave away most of my stuff, bought the boat.
At your age?
I'm only just 60, you know.
You'll regret it come the winter. He deflates a little. I didn't need to tell him that. He knows already. The smile stays, but for sure now. His brave face. Like Alan. It's me, isn't it? I can't help but bring other people down.
Buzz, finally.
You know what? I think I should actually throw myself into it. Take the boat in, and I can always sleep down there. Lovely to meet you, Wendy. Enjoy your pub crawl, Simon.
Ta, mate. I'll try.
Bye.
Bloody hell. Soft and southern. You're right. One of our winters would kill him. Well, Mrs. T... Sorry, Wendy. You look after yourself, eh?
You too, Simon. For a second, it seems as though he's going to say something more, but... the words don't come. He steps up into the bus.
Single to Burnley. Ta.
He looks back at me. It's there again. That look. That look that says, life shouldn't have turned out like this. A sadness. The sadness he got from me.
Mum.
Yes, Ridley.
You'd have got on with my David. Computers, Mum. Computers.
Computers? Computers. Stop the bus! Stop the bus!
Wendy, what's up?
Get off the bus!
You what? Are you all right?
Please, just get off the bus!
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
What were all that then?
Nothing.
No shortness of breath or out?
No. No, I just needed you off the bus.
Are you joking?
No.
The next bus could be ours. Pissing hell! Go on, Wendy.
Where are you going?
Pub. Goodbye, Wendy.
There you go. Pint.
Thanks, love.
£3.75.
Oh, here, let me get that.
Wendy, I can get me own.
Oh, please, please, look, I'm contactless. Here.
Thanks.
You got any taxi numbers?
On the wall by the payphone. Where you off?
Burnley.
Oof.
Pricey.
Well, there's no taxis out here. You're talking 25 quid at least.
Oh, arses.
Same again. Right.
I can pay it, Simon.
I don't want you to. I don't need you to. I'll get the next bus.
33. Same age as my David.
Yeah.
In computer club together?
We didn't go to computer club. I just can't believe you got me off that bloody bus. As if my day weren't crap enough already.
You called before. Bad news, was it?
What do you think? Oh, Wendy, Luke, no offence, but can you just leave me alone?
All I want to do is talk. Just while you sup your pint.
Okay, then. Excuse me. Good talk. Bye, Wendy.
Simon.
Mum, soft southerner alert.
Huh?
Oliver, sat by himself in the snug.
Where?
Oh, God, the face on him. Oliver hasn't seen me. There's a drink in front of him. Double whiskey by the looks of it. He picks it up and it's halfway to his mouth when he sees me and stops. Places the glass back down.
Hello, Wendy. He smiles back.
His brave face.
Mum.
What?
You've had an idea.
Have I? What? Yes, yeah.
Oliver, I was wondering, are you still planning on taking your bus into Burnley?
Hello, Simon.
Hey. Oh, Wendy, Luke.
Up you get.
You what?
We're going to Burnley, the three of us. By canal.
I told Oliver I want Simon to come with us. He doesn't ask why. He can tell it's important.
It is important.
Come on, Simon. Weren't you just saying how much you love canal boats?
Yeah, but no, you're all right.
Simon.
Wendy.
Please.
Here we go, Wendy. Give me a hand.
Oh, it's wobbly. Thank you, Oliver.
You're welcome. Cast off then, Simon.
You what?
The mooring. Untie the ropes.
What do you think I'm doing? Grand boat this, Oliver. Cracking paint job. Bet that cost you.
All my own handiwork, actually.
Don't lie. Really?
Took me a long time. Trial and error. But I believe if you just throw yourself into something...
It's actually pretty mint.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Now.
Yeah, listen to that. Healthy engine, Oliver, mate. Who needs poxy buses? Captain to Burnley!
You all right, Wendy?
Yeah.
It's just you look a little tense.
To be honest, I'm a bit scared.
The water?
No, the sky overhead. Big bugger, isn't it?
Not too fast for you?
No, you're fine.
Lager, Oliver?
No, thanks. I don't drink, actually.
He knows I saw his whiskey. And that he left it on the table, untouched. No need to say anything further.
Hope you don't mind if I do.
You see, Simon, that view, those hills.
Those hills?
Hey, but not you. They're glorious.
They are. Oh, I love this stretch of the canal.
We're up on a viaduct, but 20 feet below, a river wends its way through the fields.
Canal up here, river underneath. Proper messes with your head. Amazing when you think like that. They built this hundreds of years ago. They did stuff back then. Really did stuff. Phone call before. Job I went for. And no, kidding myself, I had a chance.
Farming job?
No, computers. Software company in Manchester. It's not Silicon Valley-like, but I could do it with my eyes shut. You're right, Wendy. It is beautiful round here, but it ain't enough.
Why?
Because striving, humans, we need to be striving for something, or else we might as well be dead.
You're a strange one, you, for a farm lad. At primary school, you were one of David's friends then?
Wendy, I was his only friend.
Alan never mentioned you.
It was a long time ago.
But if you think I should remember you, tell me why.
Not to tell.
Look, I'm trying to understand. Did you come to our house?
Wendy, I came round your house all the time. I slept over most weekends. You made me tea more times than me own mum.
Was it computers then? You were both into computers?
We started off playing games, then pirated them onto disc, sold them at school.
Sold them?
By sold, I mean swapped them for sweets. Then we got into programming, made our own games, and David, he kept at it, and I didn't. He got the scholarship to the grammar. I wasn't even put in for the exam. He's in California, and I'm still here.
You're young yet, Simon. Believe me. Oh, blimey. Lock coming up. Not really got to grips with locks yet.
Chuckles, you windlass.
My what?
This metal thing here, you daft ape.
Oh, steady.
Simon grins as he opens the lock panels. It's good to see. Even if it's as much to do with the lager as the righteous glow that comes from honest toil.
Bring her on in, Oliver!
Right you are!
Honest toil. Alan's phrase. He was never happier than when put in the shelf.
Sad thing is, Mum, that's true.
Sure you don't want a hand pushing the gate shut?
No, you're grand.
He makes it look very easy.
Oh, the water level's going down.
Motor up after a lock. I'll see you down there.
Okay. You having fun?
I am, as it happens.
Look at him, bounding along like a Labrador. It's the booze.
Those first few drinks. He's a good lad, though.
Seems to be. I don't know him. I mean, I did know him, but...
Terrible, what you've been through.
The thing is, all I remember is being young and happy. A mum looking after a 5-year-old son. My smile lit up a room, Alan said.
I'm sure it did.
Give over. I got depressed. Who knows why? We tried for another baby, never happened. We had some money worries and all, and maybe I just didn't like getting old. So yeah, all of that. We're not. Only bastard thing in the brain. But I can't remember it coming on because of what they did to cure him. Oh, I don't like it now.
Bottom of the lock. Dark, algae-covered walls. Closing in.
You'll be fine. No, all right. It's only for a minute while Simon opens the gate.
No, you're okay.
They blew a hole in my memory. It was for my own good, stopped me from doing myself in. But that hole, sometimes it's just unbearable. My Alan, he filled in the gaps, tried to give me a past. Because you're not a person if you haven't got a past. But Alan, he wouldn't retire, just kept on working longer hours, and one day there was a phone call. They told me he'd had a heart attack at the wheel. Stuck in bloody traffic one last time. Oh. Hurry up, Simon!
Sit yourself down. Come on now, deep breaths. In and out. In and out. That's right. Nearly there. You know, you should get some help. Talk to someone.
I don't need any of that. Well, Simon, he can help. I know he can.
There you go, Oliver. The worldwide interweb direct to your tablet. I've installed Firefox and all.
I don't know what that is, but thanks. He's useful to have around this one. You fancy taking the tiller, Simon?
Aye, all right.
Took me a while to get the hang of it, but as I always say, just throw yourself into something.
But you're doing next lock, then?
Absolutely. Oh, I say.
What?
That's Pendle Hill, isn't it?
Aye. Proper clear view of it from here.
We stand, gazing across the moors at Pendle. A distinctive hump towering over the other smaller hills. The late afternoon sun hovering beyond.
The history of these parts is in its name, you know? Pen, right, means hill in like ancient Britain or Celtic or whatever. And Saxons came and called it Pen Hill, right? Because hill is where our hill comes from. And then it's our turn, Pendle Hill.
So it's really Hill, Hill, Hill. That tickles me. Famous for its witches, of course.
When I was a girl, the thought of the Pendle witches scared me something silly.
It wasn't the witches that scared you, though, was it, Mum? It was those that put them on trial, hanged them, the men.
Pipe down, you.
Pardon, Wendy?
Nothing. Pendle slips from view. But its witches stay with me, as I saw them as a child. Kindly old ladies, choking to death at the end of a rope.
You see that, Mrs. T?
No, what?
Coming up on left, that post, public footpath.
Oh my goodness! The memory is an intense warmth flooding my brain and my heart. Until this moment, I hadn't realised how cold I'd become.
I remember. It's the track off the towpath. Leads across a field, boggy field, to a stile in a dry stone wall. Over that and to a sign marking the footpath leading back up onto the Burnley Way. This is the way I used to come.
The way we used to come. You, David and me. Into the hills. No?
No, sorry. Damn it.
You shouldn't rush these things. But you know what I think might be good? Might be therapeutic?
I can't go up there. I told you, I'd get lost.
We come with you. Right, Simon?
He's got his friends to meet and... to be honest, I don't feel much like walking.
I really think you should try.
No, Oliver. I know you mean well, but no. You might be a doctor and maybe I remind you of one of your doolally patients, but you don't know anything about me. Today, I've done a lot today. I've done enough. I look out as we chug past at this signpost to my past. Its arrow and the words footpath faded after decades of sun and sleet. And, just for a minute, I'm back there. I'm walking up the field, strong, fearless, David on my shoulders. It's a beautiful day up on the hills, but we're here for a funeral. That morning, Jimmy the gerbil breathed his last. Did David love me?
You're his mum.
Did he love me?
Wendy, oh, come on now, we were kids.
When he spoke about me.
What do you want me to say? What, you want me to make something up?
No, never do that, never. Just tell me everything, please. That's all I'm asking, everything you remember.
Okay, Wendy. Okay.
Simon.
Oliver.
Think hard before you speak. These are memories, but they're your memories. And at the back of your mind, you've been working on them all your life. Confabulation, they call it. An unconscious fabrication of the truth. Memories alter over time, little by little. They can't be trusted.
Who asked you to stick your oar in?
I'm sorry, my job. My whole working life, I helped people. And now I don't. I'm just saying, Wendy, you have that gap in your memory. Be careful what you fill it with.
Just want to know if my son loved me. Simon.
What I loved most was sleeping over. Because our guest, you'd make sure I had David's bed and he got the inflatable on the floor, which me being a dickhead even then, I used to let down in the night. But it were the pillows. You had proper pillows full of duck down, not foam.
Who has foam pillows, really?
Me mum for a start. But the feathers in him. They were all broke, so you'd be halfway to land a nod and suddenly, oh! One of the buggers would scratch your face, wake you up. David said it were you. He'd see you sometimes after making his bed. Sitting there, just, you know, kneading the pillows like it was dough. Cracking those bloody feathers into pieces. But the way he said it, and seeing him now, he said it with affection. With love. You were his mum.
I was his mum.
You still are.
He's right, Mum. Why don't you phone me?
You should phone me. I still do it. Silly move. It started off when I was a kid, trying to make the pillow even softer, but actually it ruins it. And now it's just a habit. Used to drive Alan mad. Made him cross. Bloody hell, Wendy, as a broken bit of feather stabs him in the face. God, bloody fidget. You should see me on bubble wrap. I get some of that and woof, afternoon gone. And Alan, my Alan, he'd come home from work and see me with the sodding bubble wrap in my hand and he'd take it from me and just say,
Wendy.
There are other universes.
What's that, Wendy?
There are other universes. And there's one where I didn't sign that form. Didn't have the treatment. Who do you think I'm doing over there?
No way of knowing.
We all live with that. Roads taken and not taken. Human nature to wonder. I used to have a problem with drink. But I'm a doctor, so I knew. Knew for years. If I'd faced up to it earlier, I'd still have a job. Might still be married. But I wouldn't be on this boat in the sun today.
You'd swap your marriage for this? You must be barney.
But it's not a swap, is it? That's not how it works. And maybe, this is where we're all meant to be.
No. They should have left me alone, that's all.
Wendy, they'll be counselling.
There's nothing. It's a treatment, and you're right, it is good for some people, but not everyone. Especially not back then. They can't risk admitting to mistakes, so they can't offer any of us counselling. You know, my David told me that the fellow who came up with it, he got the idea watching pigs in a slaughterhouse, being killed by an electric shock to the brain.
Jesus! I bet that's not on the NHS website.
Horrible thing for him to tell me when I think about it. It was the last time I saw him, 3 years ago, the day we buried his dad. Why would he tell me something like that?
Wendy, I'm so sorry.
I know you are, Simon. Thing is though, Alan, for years he talked, filled in my memories, but he never mentioned you, not once.
I was just some kid.
He was lying to me, wasn't he?
No.
Well, then you're lying to me.
Wendy.
Please, Simon, please.
These are my memories, right? And I was a kid. But there's things that... can trust them to be true. Like, you cooked me tea, looked after me, helped me with my homework. You were kind and I loved you more than my own mum.
Simon.
Do you understand? I loved you. So I'm not telling you this out of spite. I'm telling you this because I think you've got a right to know. You didn't just cry. You weren't just depressed. You got angry. You got violent.
Your Alan was out, and you took David's room apart. Destroyed his toys. I tried to stop you. You shook me. Hard. You picked up David's computer tower. Ripped out the cables. And you threw it down the stairs. And you pushed David after it.
I was there, Wendy. I was there. You broke his arm.
No.
This is exactly what I was telling you not to do.
It's what happened.
You can't take it back.
I'm sorry, Wendy, but you wanted the truth.
No.
But Wendy, I've not finished.
Will you shut up, you damn idiot?
I can't breathe.
Wendy, oh, crap. Look, try and calm down.
Please. I want to get off. I want to go home.
Wendy, look, just let me help. I have some relaxation techniques that very successfully combats anxiety.
Stop the boat!
Wendy! Wendy, wait till we're moored and I'll tell you what I...
Hold on, Wendy. There you go.
Get out of the way!
What?
Shit! Wendy, wait.
I'm sorry.
I can't swim!
Oh, you are bloody joking, mate. What happened to just throw yourself into something and it'll come?
God, Simon!
All right. God. Jeez, grab me hand.
God. I got it. God.
I run down the towpath. I don't know for how long, longer than my old body can take. I stop, drop to my knees and vomit into the canal. I grip the grass tightly. It feels like if I let go, I'd spin off into the sky. There's something suspended in the muddy brown water in front of me. The broken body of a drowned cygnet. I wipe my eyes and reach down, pulling it out of the water.
Someone nice, Mummy. Someone special.
Signpost. Footpath. Stile. Field. Then onto the hills. I claw a hole in the soil. Place the dead cygnet into it. Pat the earth back down. I might have even said a bloody prayer.
Sun setting. Glorious.
I can't remember. It wasn't me. I wasn't myself. If I can't remember, then it wasn't me.
You can. You can remember.
Stop it! Help!
Is it sunny where you are?
Really sunny?
It's like you're dead.
I'm not your little boy anymore, that's all. But I'm still in the world. In this world. Mum.
Bigler.
There's more. There's more, Mum. It's in there.
They blew a hole in my memory.
It's in there.
And I'm in the hospital, waiting, with Alan.
We're ready for an ambulance.
It's like he told me it happened. Except something is very different.
Come on, they're ready for you.
Very wrong. I'm scared.
Your doctor says this is what you need.
Please don't let them.
You just stop being so bloody selfish.
I'm not just scared of the treatment.
You broke his arm. You could have killed him, you stupid bloody bitch!
I'm scared of Alan. It was Alan who changed
after David was born. Worked too hard. When he was home, he drank brandy in his office, watched TV by himself. And on weekends, he slept. It was like he wasn't there. Except for David. He found time for David.
Go on, son! Go on! Kick it! Go!
David will have good memories of his dad. A quiet man, but kind. But he wasn't kind. Not then. Not to me. I was happy. My smile lit up a room. Was that ever true? Yes, it was. It was once. But Alan, I can't remember exact details, but I feel it and I know. Know that day by day, month by month, he chipped away at me, broke me down, and he destroyed my mind. Depression, anxiety, anger, violence. The doctors suggested the ECT. It wasn't just treatment to you, was it, Alan? It was a way of wiping the slate clean, of starting again, a new universe where I'd gone mad and you were the hard done by saint, the rock solid husband and the loving father. I was a witch and you had me hanged. You bastard, Alan. You bastard.
You bastard!
Mum, you can't just lie there. Get up, Mum. Get up.
I'm trembling and unsteady on my feet, but I pick my way slowly down the hill. And as I reach the stile, I see a figure hurrying up the field, picked out by the moonlight. Simon.
Don't be angry with him. He was acting out of kindness, out of love. He helped you create this universe, the one you're in now. You should say thank you to him.
Say thank you for this?
It's better than it was. You know it is, because it's the truth. It's the truth, and you can build on it.
The truth? Well, maybe it isn't. I can't trust memories, can I?
But you can trust Simon.
Wendy! Christ, you're shivering. Here, have me coat.
Thank you.
Bloody hellfire, Wendy. Where have you been?
Up on the hills. I made it down by myself. I remembered the way. I remembered.
Wendy?
Ask him, Mum. Ask him.
It were just little things. From time to time, he'd say something to you. I could hear a bit of snide in his voice. Like he were criticising you. I reckon I picked up on it because that's how my dad talked to my mum before one of their rows. But you and Alan, there was never any shouting.
No.
But I do remember you crying by yourself. In the hallway outside the living room, or sat on your bed, crying to yourself as quietly as you could. It's like you didn't want to bother no one. And this one time, David's having his go on the computer, and I come down into the kitchen to get a glass of juice. And you're there, sort of doubled up over the stove, tears pouring down your face, but hardly any sound. Until you see me. And I go up to you and I put my arms around your waist and give you a big old hug. Then I notice your Alan's coming up from the garage carrying a new bottle of brandy. He's taken aback,
You crying, me with my arms around you. Maybe it's the first time he realises that other people might know what kind of a man he is. He don't say nothing. Just, you know, glares at me. But it's not long after that you lose it. Hurt David. Have the treatment. And Alan decides your new life don't need me in it. I'm sorry, Wendy. Really sorry.
You held me.
Yeah.
Could you... Please, could you again?
Of course I can. Come here. Big old hug.
David, he never knew.
No. World of his own, that one.
He never said anything.
No. We were kids. Worse, we were boys. David, you should tell him.
Back on the towpath, we see Oliver's boat, moored up. A single light on inside.
How do? Anyone home?
I push open the cabin door and see Oliver sitting at his little fold-out table in the same clothes he was wearing when I knocked him in the canal. There's a can of lager in his hand, unopened. He sees me glance at it, pushes it away.
Stupid.
Yeah, that's me last can. Must be hard though, mate.
Yeah, it is.
You'll get there. You smell like an old dog.
Well, I didn't exactly jump into the canal on purpose, you know.
There are unspeakable things in that water. You should get yourself checked out. Ask a doctor.
Here you go, Simon. Start her up.
Will do. Hey, we never did get to Burnley.
I don't reckon we were supposed to. Glad you're back safe, Wendy.
Thanks.
There are other universes. That's what you said.
Could be true.
I don't think so. I think it's maybe more remarkable than that.
Makes no odds either way. Good and bad, it's this one we've got to live in.
Yeah. Been a year since I last had a drink. Today, though, twice, I've come close. And twice, Wendy, you've barged in and stopped me.
It's just coincidence. Or luck.
Something of that nature.
Tea, boys.
Oh, thank you. Lovely.
Hot tart.
I'm in dire need of this.
Tea. You know, I can't remember the last time I spent a Friday night sober. I was probably 14.
Try it more often.
Oh, is that the internet then?
You want to have a go? Double tap to get the keyboard.
I put my David's name in.
Yep, there.
And hit the search button. About 24,200,000 results, it says. People all over the world with his name. All those lives. Oliver shows me how to scroll down, and I see a David Townsend computing firm, Silicon Valley, California. Bottom of the first page.
Global firm, innit?
And I tap.
Oh, no, you
on
know,
the
do
link.
Search and then it'll come up. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, wow. Look.
And it's my David. Sat in a sun-filled office. Potted fern. The biggest, sleekest computer monitor I've ever seen. He's like an alien. How did he come from me? But he's smiling. And that smile, I know it. I've seen it thousands of times, ever since the day he was born, looking up at me from his cot, running round the garden, even in this room I'm in right now, smiling. And there he is, still out there, still in the world.
David, I can't remember him growing up.
No. But it's all right, Wendy. Because I can.
We talked through the night, the three of us. Simon taking me through my past, but through a child's eyes. Through my David's eyes. Oliver raids his boat's kitchen cupboards, rustles up a chicken curry. And he listens to the story of my past. And I look at him. And his kind eyes. And I see something I haven't seen in a long time. The future. It's 2 a.m. when they head off to sleep on Oliver's boat.
Now, don't push it, all right?
Oh, so if you could just wake us up with a bacon butty.
Yeah, cheeky monkeys, good night.
Good night. Good night, Wendy.
I don't lock the door. They're moored right outside. And, you know, I will fry them up some bacon for breakfast. 2 a.m. What time is it in California? It won't be the hospital. It won't be bad news. It's a new phone call. And it's me. I'm making it.
Hi, David Townsend.
David? Hello? It's me. It's your mum.
Wendy was Julie Hesmondalge. Oliver, Robert Glenister. Alan, David Fleischman. Simon, Marlon Solomon. David, Oliver Devotee. ECT doctor and barmaid, Lauren Sturgis. The doctor, shop assistant, and young Simon, James Steventon. With Tom Sturgis and Elliot Winterton as young David. Directed by Celia DeWolfe.